How were people who lived before the time of Christ saved?
Some say that those who lived before the time of Christ were saved by keeping the law. The scriptures, however, say otherwise. First, the Bible from first to last demonstrates that the saved throughout history come to faith in exactly the same way, by grace alone, through faith alone, on account of Christ alone. The Apostle Paul quotes the Old Testament extensively to drive home the reality that no one has been or ever will be declared righteous by observing the law. Furthermore, Paul points to Abraham, the father of the Jews, to prove that salvation comes through faith apart from works that we perform. In his words, if in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Finally, Jesus Christ is the substance that fulfills the types and shadows of the Old Testament. Each year, the Jews celebrated the Passover to keep them focused on the one who was to come to die for their sins. As Hebrews says, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. Jesus Christ stands at the apex of history. Just as people today look back in history to Christ's sacrifice on the cross, so too, people who lived before the time of Christ looked forward to his sacrifice for them. A passage to ponder, Romans 4:1-10. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before.